Meet Alison and Mark Saville, Christmas choir leaders from Market Drayton, England. Alison Saville is part of the worship team at Market Drayton Methodist Church, where her husband, Mark, is the worship leader. Among other things, they are responsible for organizing Christmas concerts every December. They have both been involved in Christmas carol concerts for over 30 years. Alison answers our questions about the work she and her husband do together to prepare the carol services. According to Alison, Christmas services are not actually difficult to plan.
It's the one time of the year when tradition rules. People want to sing the same carols each year, and the challenge is trying to fit the most popular ones in without missing out on some of the other great ones. There are lots of modern Christmas songs that are brilliant as well, so we try to include a sample of those too.
Some of the songs are accompanied by organ, some by piano, some by a band, and some are a cappella, sung in harmony. In addition to the musicians, there are typically 20 to 25 singers, though numbers can reach as high as 40 people. In 2020, Alison was forced to get creative.
During lockdown and the discovery of online choirs, I had a crash course in video production. I reached out to past and present members of the youth choir and asked them to film themselves singing along to some backing tracks. I then collated all the videos and produced an online choir. The results were fabulous, but even better was the fact that we had brought lots of people together despite the isolation of lockdown and had produced something that many online would appreciate. One of the songs recorded for the lockdown choir project was Shepherds Rejoice, a carol with an interesting history. Apparently, this carol was local to the village of Sapcot in Leicestershire and was sung every Christmas in their community. This was an example of a song passed down through generations by voice, but never written down on paper. My father, who was the minister of the Methodist Church at the time, recorded the church singing it and transcribed it for future choirs to sing.